Hello again, my luscious ones. You may already know this, but I like to dabble in new things here for my subscribers, test them out and see if they'll tickle your ears. And I've always loved the idea of a naughty debate. Nothing serious, just fun competitive banter where each participant is given their naughty topic to rally behind. I listen to a very similar podcast, and they do it with food and other non-naughty things, like one person takes a side of apple pie, and the other one takes pumpkin pie, and then they battle it out, and the audience gets to vote for a winner. So I wanted to do something in the same vein, but just for naughty things, like ass versus tits, or lingerie versus naked, or blowjob versus handjob. You get the idea. So that's what this is going to be, like a mini podcast episode. And it's not just me in these. I'll be debating against someone who I thought would make a good debate partner. His name is Fitz. I've known him from my adventures online even before my Lush and Lace recording days. He's got the free time and privacy to be able to participate regularly if you guys should enjoy this. And he's got a wild variety of kinks and God, does he have an opinion on most things, especially sexual. So I figured he'd be a fun person to debate with. Keep in mind when listening, this is all just for fun. We'll actually randomly be choosing who takes on which topic to advocate for, so they might not even be our own personal choices, but that just makes for a fun battle, and hopefully a fun listen for you all too. You'll get to vote on the winner of these debates. Votes are anonymous, of course, and don't worry, I'm a fine loser, so you don't have to be biased if you really want to vote for Fitz. I won't get mad. Well, that's it. That's all. I think it's time for us to jump into our first debate, and this month's topic is missionary versus doggy style. Okay, so this is going to be our very first exclusive dirty debate, and I have the fun-loving Fitz with me.
Hello!
Okay. Somehow we managed to pick sides, and I ended up with, of course, doggy.
And I, of course, have the correct side, missionary.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. So we're going to hash it out, see who ends up getting your vote. You probably have already determined which one of these you like better. And of course, there's positives to both, but we're going to make our cases for each, especially because it's a given that doggy is just dirtier, and dirtier is better.
Oh, you've got to bring more than that to the table. Just dirtier? Come on now.
That's the fun of doggy. I mean, missionary is literally equivalent with boring vanilla sex. When you say someone's vanilla, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Missionary. All the time.
Well, you have the wrong person on top of you doing missionary sex then. That is clearly a problem you've had earlier in your life.
I didn't say me. I just said, ask anyone out there, say, oh, she's really vanilla. She only likes missionary. Those two go hand in hand.
It's possible you could be correct, but I would state that those people have no imagination and that's just on them. All right, so explain to me, outside of because it's just dirtier...
Which is a great argument, by the way.
Give me another reason why doggy is so much better.
Oh my god, you just want one? Or you want, like...
Give me a good one. Let's start with a good one, Lacey. Get ahead of yourself now, Lacey. Come on.
A good one? Like, one of the number one ones?
Do you have one, or are you just stalling for time here?
Fuck off. Doggy is much better for double penetration. Come on. You got to admit, you need to be on top of one cock. So on your doggy style position, one in your pussy, One in your ass, one in your mouth, okay. Two All in right. your let's, hands.
Let's circle back a little bit. Now you're branching off into different aspects of doggy or different aspects of missionary. We need to talk about just whether missionary or doggy is better, because there's a lot of other good reasons too on side notes. But give me another reason why doggy's just better than missionary. Because not every girl out there wants to have two in her at the same time. Okay. That's a special lady there.
That is a special lady there. And that's the reason doggy is dirtier. And that's the reason you want a lady that's going to do doggy. But anyways, we'll get back to that. I'm not losing on just because we don't want to have multiple partners. Because that's going to be how I win most of my arguments.
We can do the multiple partner argument right now.
You know what?
Missionary's got a lot to play in that field, too.
I haven't heard one good missionary point, mind you, so feel free.
I haven't attempted to make one yet because you're still stammering through a bad point about doggy.
No.
Missionary. Here's a great thing about missionary. I get to see you. I get to look at you. I get to look into your eyes. I get to know, hey, this is working. Maybe we should do something different. Maybe it's faster. Maybe it's slower. If I'm behind you, all I'm doing is just jackhammering away and hoping I'm doing what you want. Because all of you ladies always, always say guys could be better in bed. And that's fine. We'll take that hit. But if I get to look at your face, I can get some clues. I can get some cues from you on maybe I should do things a little bit different. Can't get that from doggy.
You'd be able to hear it, hopefully. You'd be able to feel it, hopefully, from doggy. And I can certainly turn around and look back at you and doggy. Like, my head does turn a bit. Yeah, I'm not right face to face, but I can look at you and wink at you and lick my lips.
Oh, you can't turn around that good. No.
Oh, my God. Look, I can look right behind me right now. You can be standing here pounding into me, and I'd be like,
you take your
oh, it's turning your head, Fizz. Just turning your head a little bit. What if I don't want to see you? What if you make this weird orgasm face when you come and I'm just like, no, just pound me from behind. What if you want to fantasize in your head that it's someone else? Then doggy's perfect for that.
Pull my face to the side. If you don't want to see my face, then pull my head down and pull it off to the side. So you're looking back, but you're holding me tight. I can still take you to pound down just as good as I could if it's doggy style.
You know what's even better, though? If you want to, take pictures, take video of the two of you fucking, because that's another dirty component that's amazing, then when you do that doggy style, we can both see each other perfectly, getting pounded, looking at each other. You can't really take good dirty pictures and good dirty video when you're just laying on top of each other, missionary.
Oh, that is
now, such or you can look in the mirror. Oh my God, that doggy is so is good in the mirror.
Shit.
It's true.
No. If you're on all fours and you're getting pounded from behind, how the hell are you gonna wield the camera phone? Because let's be honest,
tripod
taken on our cameras now.
Tripod.
You're not going to.
Tripod. I don't need to hold my phone.
Well, if it's a tripod, then it doesn't matter. Then we can position it anywhere for any position.
No.
Because here's what I get tired of in porn. When somebody's doing doggy, all you see is a little bit of the ass and the dick going into it. And that's it. Who gives a shit about that? I want to see the rest of your body. Missionary, I can look down. I can see all the fun land. I've got your hips. I've got your belly button. I've got your boobs. I've got your neck. I've got your face. Oh, my God. And if I want, you know what? I'll push your legs back. I'll get your ass in the air, and I'll snap some photos there. I can see everything I want.
No, you cannot see. You do not see good ass shots in missionary. And please don't tell me that porn is all missionary. Like, there's hardly any missionary in porn because it's so boring. You want something stimulating. Like, when
clearly you're not getting the right guy climbing on top of you.
No,
you need to work on
I'm not saying missionary's terrible or there's not some small benefits to having a man on top of me.
Noise.
You know, it's not the ideal sexy position. Porn, if I'm on all fours, doggy style, that's when you really get to see anything. You want to talk about the benefit of doggy? Anal. 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 You can see that ass. You can smack that ass. You can spread that ass. You can fuck that ass much better doggy style than you can missionary. Sorry.
I would potentially disagree there, because there could be a height disadvantage where that hole is angling up at the wrong way, and then the guy's got to stand up and thrust in. And unless the guy's doing squats in the gym all the time, that ain't going to happen. His legs are going to give out on you.
You can't use that argument.
If you're missionary, I can just grab right behind your knees, and I can push down a little bit on your legs, and your ass comes right up, and boom. There's
you don't think place. I can angle my ass higher, lower, bend over the bed, doggy style on the floor, doggy style on the couch? That's another disadvantage to missionary. You gotta be lying flat down. How are you having missionary in a car?
If you want to bend over the couch, I'll just turn you around and sit your ass right on the edge of the couch, and I'll do it right there and hold on to you. Please.
No, you're gonna be bent over. Bent over, ass up, face down, hottest position. And I'll be dead honest with you, like, if I haven't had
such
sex...
Submissive.
What?
I didn't know you were such a submissive slut. You just want your head pounded into the ground and your ass sticking up in the air.
I've never been called submissive.
Well, tell me where the poundee gets any, you know, authority in the doggy position. The guy behind you is holding on and pounding you. You're just along.
Oh, we can reverse. We can certainly reverse a doggy, and I can strap on a cock and give it to you, doggy. Don't tell me that if you were getting fucked by me, Fitz.
How many things do you want to debate today?
No.
That's a debate, bro. I will gladly take that debate up with you, but that's for another topic. Let's get back on task. Come on, let's get back on task here.
Okay, well, we'll have to pencil that in for a future debate.
Oh, chisel it in stone on that one. Let's go.
Pegging doggy versus missionary, because that's actually an interesting one, and I don't know, it's, yeah.
If the lady who's wearing the strap-on knows how to use her hips, otherwise, doggy is, not a fun experience if she's just like a 2x4 moving back and forth. But again, we digress. Let's go back to why you are such a slut for doggy.
I've had lots of missionary sex in my, lots of good missionary sex. It's definitely got some good points, but we're debating the two. And if I haven't had sex in a long time, what I really crave is getting pounded. Like, just feeling that cock, taking control, pounding deep, grabbing my hips, grabbing my hair, grabbing my tits. Just, ugh. And you can only get that from doggy. It's...
No. If we are in missionary, first of all, one thing I can do that you can't get in doggy, if you want to be pounded and you want to be pounded hard and it's been a while, well, I can choke you in missionary. You can't get that in doggy, at least not effectively.
Why?
I can put your hands up above your head. I can move your legs out to the side. You can pull your legs down. I can pound you just as hard, if not harder, in missionary than in doggy.
No.
The physics of the body, the cock and the pussy will hit harder in missionary because I don't have the butt cheeks to worry about stopping me from getting all the way in there.
Well, No. The butt cheeks are shouldn't really, I mean, there, unless there's this enormous ass in your way, which again is a different whole topic there, and it might be a good thing.
Butt cheeks, it just gets in the way.
Missionary.
I'm not against doggy, like you're not against missionary, but I can pound you just as hard in missionary, if not harder. And you know what? Here's the trump card. Maybe because you're just kind of a little dirty girl more than that, and maybe you don't like to do the whole love thing at all, but I sure as hell can't kiss you while I'm fucking you in doggy style.
You can. I've been kissed doggy style. Just turn my head, pull me up onto my knees.
Oh, bullshit. The guy's got to be like 7'2" to get that far ahead.
What? I'm not a very tall lady, and all you've got to do is probably be over 5'9", and here we are. I look over my shoulder, he leans in, we kiss.
It's a glancing side kiss at best.
It is a glancing side kiss. I'm not...
I'm talking about something real with lust and passion and tongues and spit and saliva, because you're the one who's all jazzed up.
But you know what? You can just kiss. We could kiss right before you say, get into doggy. Let's go. And just kissing is for kissing. Fucking is for doggy. Just don't put the two together.
No. You have to put the two together because you never know where the mood's going to take you. Missionary offers so many more options and flexibility. Doggy, doggy, you're kind of stuck there. I mean, you're going to get where you need to go. And you know what? Let's talk about that. When it's time at the end, I have so many more options when it's time to come in missionary than I do doggy. Are you kidding me? I mean, I've got like 9 target areas, and you can help me out which target area you're looking for if it's not inside. Doggy, you know, once you fill an ass crack, you've always filled an ass crack. There's no difference. It's no fun.
I might have to give you the fact that if you're going to completion in doggy, then you have maybe a few less options. I would give you that, but I could always just, you tell me when you're going to come and I slip down to my knees and take it in my mouth, but you know.
Well, you can do that on any position.
Exactly.
This is position ending. It's pulling out and the white stuff's a flying. I've got your sexy belly, which probably has a little glisten from the sweat on it. I've got your belly button. I've got your boobs. If you're feeling that way, I've got your face, your mouth if you want. I've got all sorts of places to go. Holy cow, the options are limitless.
You could say that. That's an interesting point. Maybe some women don't want to have cum all over them. Maybe they just want to offer two holes.
Great. Then I don't have to. Because I'm looking at you, you can kind of guide me to where it's supposed to go.
Oh, I can.
You don't have to, like, figure this out beforehand, because who knows?
I will maybe concede, only because I do like cum on my face and in my mouth and on my tits. That is quite an interesting point.
Such a slut.
I'm just thinking.
We're all raising our hands and saying, yes, ma'am.
I'm just thinking if I had to, you know, never have that option again. But still, my first choice, because I know I'm going to get that cum anywhere I want, ultimately, would be the actual sex portion of it as we're going. I choose doggy first. If you said right now, Lacey, let's fuck, I'm not laying down on my back right in this moment. Right in this moment, I'm getting down on all fours and I'm saying, just fucking fuck me.
Yeah, that's fine. That's your personal choice. But we're debating the merits of two different positions. We're not debating merits of personal choices. I mean, personal choices. I might not choose either one of those two. So you never know.
Well, no, we're debating the merits of these two for our arguments right now. However, here's the rub. If you like to get your ass smacked, it is not a reasonable request when you're doing missionary.
Oh, I can
missionary.
Absolutely smack your ass in missionary.
No, you're all like...
Have you just never had sex with talented guys before? Absolutely smack your ass in missionary sex.
No, I don't think I've gotten my ass smacked in missionary sex.
All right. Picture this, if you will. Picture this. Work with me here. You're laying down. You're having missionary sex. The gentleman who's on top of you pushes your legs back, not holding your ankles up and out wide like a V, but pushing your legs back. What happens with your ass? It comes up off the bed, correct? I can hold two of your legs with one hand, easy. I can hold two of your arms above your head too if I needed to. But I can push your legs back. I'm still inside you, and what do I have right there? Bam! Ass smack.
Not as comfortable as that just ass wriggling in your face, just begging to be smacked when you're doing it doggy. It's right there. You grab it, smack it, spread it, lick it. Licking, again, much easier. You don't have to go through all this contortion and lifting my whole legs up over my head.
If I'm fucking you doggy style, I'm not licking your ass at the same time. You know why? Because if I could be that flexible, that means I could suck my own cock and I'd never leave the house.
No. Yeah, you wouldn't. No.
wouldn't. No guy would.
However.
We just stay home and blow ourselves 24 hours a day.
What if you're a guy that really needs his balls stimulated while fucking? I cannot get to your balls and do them any sort of justice in missionary. You're pounding me doggy style? You go for it. I can just slip my hand underneath, rub my clit. Slip my hand a little further, rub those balls.
Balls smacking you right there.
Balls smacking me and my clit is perfect when it's doggy style.
You clearly have had such juvenile boys pounding you in missionary before. Clearly you need to find the hot, oily variety bohunk to take you to Pound Town and missionary, and I believe your views may change.
Maybe I've just had dirtier men. Maybe you've been fucking too many vanilla missionary women there, Fitz. How about that?
Don't think it's very vanilla.
Oh, it is literally synonymous with vanilla.
Not with the things they say when I'm looking at them and they can mention it and say it, or when they ask for a pearl necklace at the end, or when they're grabbing my butt cheeks and pulling me in harder and harder and yelling nasty, dirty, perverted things into my ear right there. Not vanilla. No way. You know, missionary, you're in good. Your head is 3 feet away from my head. You can look back all you want, but there's a distance there.
Not if I, like,
less intimacy.
Get higher up on my knees and I'm back to chest and I'm right there leaning my head back on your shoulder while you're pounding into me and whispering dirty things at you, and you've got grab hold of my tits with one hand, my neck with the other, choking me, pounding me, rubbing my clit, pulling my hair, slapping my ass.
If we see that in the porn gymnastics, though, they're paid to do it. Us regular folks, we can't hold that position for very long. No, we know it, and I know it.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. You're not going to hold it forever, but you can't get it at all with missionary.
I can absolutely get it. I can put your butt on the back of the couch. You're looking at me. I'm holding on to you. It's missionary. I'm in the front. And you know what? I can just pick you up and walk you around the room. I can move you over to the table. I can move you to the counter. I can move you to the deck outside. I can do whatever I want. Not doggy.
That's gotta release. That's standing up fucking carrying me. That's not missionary. That's a whole different position.
It's missionary when I put you back down on the table. And you're laying right there and I'm on top of you. Absolutely it is.
Yeah, you can do missionary on a table and on the floor and on a bed. You can do doggy anywhere, anytime, any place. You can do doggy at a table at a restaurant. You can do doggy on the bus. You can do doggy anywhere. Missionary, you need more space, more room, more setup.
You're just an old Puritan. I can do missionary anywhere. Not a problem.
Well, remains to be seen. I believe that someone, who could it be, just sent me a message today saying, damn, it's really hard to find dirty pics of missionary. I wonder
pics,
why that
I
is.
Said. Yeah, okay, so, all right, let's not get into the political realm where you're just starting telling half-truths, and then I followed that up with pics. Plenty of videos, but just a good pic. Because I try and send you pics, because videos get a little boring, and they're harder to open up here and there, and a pic is just, boom, it's quick, you're in, you're out, and send a picture. And when you get that doggy pic, all I see is something of a girl's ass. I'm thinking it's a girl. I don't know. It could be a goat. Could be a donkey for all I know. A picture's so damn small. And then you just see, you don't even see the cock because it's pushed inside. You see a bunch of pubes hanging out. And that's all the picture is.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what's going on.
One's taking missionary pics because, again, they're boring. They're going to put everybody looking in through them asleep. You just want to watch
the sex. I'm sorry you've had bad missionary sex your whole life. It's changed you. You're just unwilling to see logic.
I have had some great missionary sex. I will give missionary sex.
To the contrary.
I will give, this is the, although you can get it with doggy too, so I can't even give you this total argument. But the thing I will give missionary sex is, sometimes I just want to feel the full weight of a man right on top of me, pounding me. And
But
I can get it doggy. It's just not the same way. But I can still feel you. You can pound me hard doggy and lay on top of me. But I will give missionary that little concession.
I've gotten a bunch of little concessions. I haven't given you any.
Oh, please.
I don't think there is one yet.
Oh, please. There's so many. Besides that, I don't really have as much control over things as a woman when you're pounding me missionary as I do doggy. I can back up onto you, doggy. I can play with my clit without you even knowing and thinking, oh, she needs to play with her clit to come. That's very emasculating. You never even have to know if I'm playing with my clit if we're doggy style.
Man, you just must have guys who just aren't... I'm totally talking general. Move and go up underneath you to play with yourself. How do you not notice that?
What? Okay, I missed something there.
You doggy style, and you take your arm, because you're holding on. You got two arms going down. So if you go to one arm to hold you up, and the other arm goes underneath to play with yourself, I would absolutely see that.
Not if my shoulders are on the bed, and I'm like all the way down with my ass all the way up. You don't know what the heck my hands are doing under there.
I would know, because I'm into what's going on. That's doggy doesn't give you that, and only not missionary.
And I can back up onto you, like, I'm not really able to do much missionary when I'm laying there just underneath with my legs open. Doggy, I can, you know, you can just stand there, and I can grind back against you, go up and down, around the town. Not going to happen that much with missionary, because...
Well, you know, you would have to that much ability and gymnastics, twerking ability with your ass to pull off all of what you just said. Yeah. I'm not saying you can't, but that might have to be a prerequisite if you want that point. Nope.
I got that point. And I'm not even giving up on the point that when I want to take more than one cock, then I'm on top of one. One's my ass, two are in each hand, one's in my mouth. That is happening doggy all day, every day. That's probably why we hardly ever see missionary in porn, because then it's just loving couples having slow sex missionary style. When you want to see a gangbang, it's very rare that you're seeing a lady missionary with all of her holes filled. You want to get every single inch of her, you're going to be doggy styling it.
Maybe you shouldn't watch PG porn. Maybe you should go watch some real porn. Let me know after this is over and I'll get you a couple sites that I'll show. The guy lays down, the girl lays on top of the guy, his cock goes in her ass, the other guy gets right on front, that one goes in her pussy, she's laying down, she's comfortable. Hey, guess what's happened? Her arms are free, her mouth is free. Absolutely, she can get five in.
Not the number one position for that, by far.
Maybe not the number one position.
That's what we're arguing for.
Happen with missionary.
We're arguing for which is the number one position. And you just said maybe not the number one, so there you go. Besides that, what about that element of surprise that us women enjoy? If you're looking at me...
We're talking about different kinds of sex again. Now we're talking about, you know, sure, yeah, if I'm doing doggy, I could slide right out and get my buddy to slip in, and you may not know, but...
I'm not saying surprise by tagging in a friend, although that is a great surprise.
Well, and you are talking about five guys gangbanging you, so no. I don't know where we're going here.
No, I meant, like, you know, what if you're teasing me? And if I'm looking right at you, I know whether you're going to slide your cock in my pussy, against my tits, in my ass. I know, I'm looking right at you. I can see your cock right here, but... If
you're looking right at me, you're not looking at my cock. You don't know which hole it's going in.
No, I can see. I have peripheral vision. It's one of these powers that I possess. But if I'm on all fours, doggy style, and you take your cock out, I don't know where you're going to put it next. Are you going to stick it in my ass?
You're going to know when you feel where it goes.
Yes, but it's just the element of surprise. It's the element of surprise. It's like the anticipation of me being down on my knees going, I wonder which hole I'm going to get fucked in. How dirty is he? What's going to happen? You know, and then feel it pushing against my ass. I'm like, oh, fuck. My God. Didn't expect that.
You're talking about the special lady unicorns. I think there's a lot of ladies out there that are still like, you know what? My ass is exit only. There's no surprise because it's only going in one hole.
Because they're vanilla and they like me.
Yeah, but they're vanilla doing doggy. Come on now.
No.
Keep flowing with your argument.
No,
you just made the point is just as good for missionary as it is for a doggy. And giving and taking. Doggy is just a guy takes and the girl gets, and, you know, then it's over.
I want to get like that. It's a good
get. But you don't have any say in it. You like to say, you know, saying, yeah, you can back up and blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. if the guy doesn't want you to, he ain't going to let you.
Yeah, but if the girl doesn't want dog, that's why men are, like, dying for a girl who wants to get fucked doggy, because hardly any women want it, and they're like, oh, we want it. Well, it's great. It's the greatest position. It's an amazing, you get really deep. I don't know about you, but cocks get really deep doggy. When I've had bigger cocks and they go missionary, it's pretty, you know, yeah, it's there. But when you go doggy, it's like, oh my God, that, you really feel that.
No, that. All right, you're just denying biology and physics.
I'm just telling you. And men like it. Men with small dicks can probably do doggy way better than they can missionary. Just
how can they right do that? There.
Because you push her all the way down.
You gotta go past
these butt cheeks.
It's biology.
These butt cheeks.
I'm not making shit up.
I have a very luscious ass, and I haven't ever had a problem with their cock in my pussy doggy style, so I don't know what you're talking about. But anyways, I think we're going to have to let our listeners, my listeners.
I believe so. I think we've run our course.
Yeah, I think so. Decide. And again, I think there's a time and place for missionary, but doggy's just dirtier.
Doggy's, you don't get to have the last say here.
I'm well prepared to lose, and it's probably going to be this one.
Losers in this, and we both know that.
Yeah, it's probably going to be this argument, and one day we'll...
It was not an argument.
This debate. And one day, if we keep these debates up and the listeners like them, which hopefully you guys will tell us whether you've enjoyed this debate, maybe we'll switch it up, although I probably could make a more even convincing argument for missionary if I had to. I'm just that good.
Oh, well. Well, that just puts the vote in my column there. You're already giving me the vote.
Oh, no. I never said I would vote for me.
Too easy.
Anyways, so I'm going to... hopefully, you guys enjoyed our little naughty debate. If you did, we have lots more that we could debate, a whole list of things. And I will put out a post, an actual poll, because I can't do them on the same post, but a poll, and you can tell us who you thought won this debate. And again, I am not a sore loser by any means, so feel free to vote for Fitz, and I'll be just as happy to let him have this one if you think he deserves it, or you really enjoy missionary more than doggy. And then we'll keep a rolling tally of who's in the lead for these debates. Anything else you want to add, Fitz?
No, I would just tell people to, you know, don't vote on emotion. Vote with their cock and pussy, and we'll see where it goes.
Vote on who made the dirtier argument.
Oh, God. That wasn't the case. Look, rest on your
wheels. Yes. All right, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.